Although Ananta has as many thousands of faces and has been glorifying the Lord for many, many years, he could not find the limit of the glories of the Lord. Thus, it is not possible to estimate the complete potencies and glories of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in an elevated position and no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord. Beginning with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva down to ourselves, everyone is the servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in elevated positions according to our own karma. And every one of us can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. That is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 9:32, O Sanatana, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. If one seriously accepts the lotus feet of the Lord, he is purified by the grace of the Lord and by the grace of the Lord's servant. This is confirmed by Shukadeva Goswami. Ye anye japa veda shayashaya yadapa shayashayaha sudyan vidasmai prabha vishnave namaha. Bhagavatam 2.4.18. One who is brought under the lotus feet of the Lord by the endeavor of the Lord's servant, the spiritual master, is certainly immediately purified, however low-born he may be. He becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead.
Omajnathamirandasya jnananjanasalakaya chakshurummilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mahavishnavam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svatadam Vandeham Shri Guru Chaitanya Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagaratam Sahagana Jagannatham Vipantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarupam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sa He Krishna Karma Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantarada Tattakanchana Vamali Rale Vinda Vaneshwari Krishabhamante Devi Nahami Hantikriye Panchakatatudesya Pasyudhya Devacha Patitanam Kamanyo Vaishnave Vyo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Bhagavata Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So we will put the chitras offering praise to the Lord. We are in that section where the Prasadas, after having glorified the qualities of the Lord, after having glorified the qualities of his devotees, after having glorified the Lord's form in the deity, the Satsavikrama, and they make this important statement that your satisfaction is our perdition. So the Lord asks them to ask for a benediction. Then they tell them that we want association of your devotees. That is the highest. The Lord says that you feel that you are contaminated by Maya, you want to be liberated. Rajaitas ask for devotee association and tell that the devotee association is much more greater than being devoted. The famous verse, Tulayana Dave Nabi, Swarkam, Naswarkam, Nagavam. Bhagavad Sangha Sangasya, Matyana, Kim, Dasisha. Even a moment's association of pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to the heavenly planets or even merging with the divine effulgence in complete liberation. As father, as the sons. The spiritual father of Pachetas was who?
Shiva.
Lord Shiva, very good. They did not expect Lord Shiva to appear in front of them, but out of his own sweet will, he appeared. And he gave them the Rudra Gita in which Lord Shiva also glorifies devotee association. The content of the prayers of Lord Shiva and then of the Prachetas are very similar. So that's why they are able to repeat or taking to heart what Lord Shiva said, practice it as Lord Shiva instructed. Take this mantra in your heart, meditate upon it, act like a sage, perform your austerities and you please the Lord. So then the effects of Krishna Katha, how it purifies, that was discussed. Then how the devotee is being wonderful, they don't restrict themselves in one place, they wander around and they purify even the holy places. Then they glorify Lord Shiva, how by his association they got purified. It's interesting to note that after meeting the personality of Godhead, every exalted devotee recollects their spiritual master. It's only by their mercy I am seeing your darshan. Prabhupada, that's it. Dhruvamada also, that's it. So here you can see the lesson that we need to take is even when we are seeing the Lord's form, getting the Lord's mercy on His blessings, we should remember that it is by the causeless mercy of the spiritual master that we are able to get the mercy of the Lord. Then today's verse, they talk about the principle of offering prayers according to one's own capacity. So in the third quote, towards the end, the glories of the moments association of the devotee and how people who are even not situated in a very favored position in their by birth based on the Vardhana Ashram, still how they get purified. That important verse is discussed. I thought I would focus some time on that particular verse, 2.4.18. How people who are taking birth in a not so favorable situation, how they get elevated, and how Srila Prabhupada has applied the principles, and how he has a working system in place out of which majority he has done and some work he has given for us to do. So the rest of the discussion I'll try to focus on spiritual elevation through samskaras, which is the culture, then knowledge and by devotion. So these are based on Prabhupada's lecture on Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, and also I got this book Varnashrama Compendium by the founder of Mahaprabhu. The book is by His Holiness Sri Ram Swami. Some points on that which Maharaj elaborates on establishing Daivi Varnashram. The first part of the book talks about varnas. So this particular verse, 2.4.18, which is quoted in the end of the purport, which brings out the power of devotee association. 2.4.18, Kirata Bhunanga Pulita Purkasha Avi Rashumvaya Vanaka Shadaya Dhinanecha Pavaya Pashaya Shaya Sudhyanti Tasmai Prabhu Vishnave Namaha. So Prabhupada quotes another verse which Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, so in this verse again, those are addicted to sinful acts. So different provinces within this whole world is discussed. Some of them are from the parts of India, Bihar, southern India, Andhra, some parts are from Germany, Russia, Greece, part of Sindh, Mongolian province. So, this first part of the Bhagavatam verse sounds very depressing, but the second half of the verse is where the light is. Even such people, having taken shelter, it doesn't say of the Lord, it says taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. What do they become? At once become purified. Of what? Of their sinful nature. So, I am offering my obeisances to such a Lord whose devotees are powerful enough to purify the list of people given in the first half of the verse. Kirata, Mahandra, Tulinda, Tulkasha, Abhira, Shumba, Yavana, Kashar, Adiraha. So, in case of the Prajetas, who is Lord Shiva, in case of us, and I'm talking here, so it falls under that category, who is the Savior is Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. People in the West did not anticipate that such a person will appear in their midst and start a revolution. So, it is out of his own pastor's mercy, and because we know Prabhupada's life, he took the order of the spiritual master and then went to the West. So, Kali Yuga, the status quo is Kalo, Shudra, Sambhava. Everyone is born Shudra. And then many times when this verse is quoted, Abhishu Papa Yomaha, then Sriyo is mentioned, Shudras are also mentioned. So both men and women are low born in this Kali Yuga. Now, because I happen to look at Suresh Prabhu's notes and the picture that he puts in the slide, one of the pictures that Prabhupada is posting to the newspaper, and they came to know that the same person has come in their midst and he is living. So the newspaper wanted to take an interview. So they made Prabhupada to stand against the portrait and took a picture. So at that time Prabhupada will hold Bhagavatam and give a look, which Suresh Prabhu described as, "You don't know what I'm going to do now to your country. I've come with a plan and I'm going to implement these things. You will know what I'm going to do." So he looked like a man with a plan. He has got a vision. He's not just a person who has come to the West to learn from the West or to make money and then go back. He is on a spiritual mission, and Prabhupada implemented that in phases. First phase is that of giving the holy name, giving the holy books and giving prasad. That's how his strategy is totally different from that of other Prabhupadas who went to the West. So, he knows the state of soul. I'm dealing with Kali Yuga, and then in the rest it is more covered by modes of passion and ignorance. That's what he thinks. Why do you bring me to this world, to this rest? You must have a purpose. And he quotes the Bhagavatam verses, and Bhagavatam is only hope. So he has to convert the people in the West who are in the Kali Yuga, who are born Shudras. How is he going to do that? The first phase is to give the holy name in the street, in public places, in a very large scale. And then to give out the holy literature. So that's how Prabhupada is trying to bring people who were unfortunately in the animalistic lifestyle to first bring them to human platform. Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita are so extensive that they give you details. Okay, if you want to be a human being, these are the set of qualities that you need to have if you claim yourself to be a human being. So that was Prabhupada's, at least according to me, I felt after reading the book of Sri Ram Maharaj, and also the strategy which Prabhupada followed is to bring them first to the human platform. So the qualities of a human being are described in 7-11. Sounds like 7-11. Sure. 7-11, 8-12. Is it remember 7-11, 8? It is got a set of 30 qualities. If you claim to be a human, you must have this. So what Maharaj has done is he has picked up the first 21, which are more not directly related to devotional service, and the last 9 are related to devotional service. So 31, 21 are non-devotional, the last 9 are devotional. When I get through this, and the way Maharaj has described is that Srila Prabhupada, through his master plan, has revealed within the temple program and the strategy that he has read all these qualities. Without knowing, we are slowly starting to build these qualities, first to raise to the level of humans. So it starts with truthfulness, mercy, austerity, the four pillars of religion. So it's human driven to follow that. Certain qualities which stood out for me and which is directly related to the prayers which are now being offered by the Tracetas and by Lord Shiva is the theme of satisfaction. That is one of the qualities you are meant to have as a human being. So this is Narada Muni instructing Maharaj Yudhishthira about the qualities one must acquire in the human form of life. If you don't have them, you need to acquire them. And that lack of these qualities was noted by Srila Prabhupada, and he made sure that he sugar-coated the medicine through the holy names, holy books, and also his convolutes, which are the, what are his convolutes? Yes. So, without they knowing, they are going through a set of purification, and they are able to experience this aspect of satisfaction by which they are able to stay high forever, and they are able to give up their lower nature. This, I felt, is discussed in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that the sequence of satisfaction starts after the fall-down sequence is described. The raising up sequence would be in the following sequence, you also contemplate the object of the senses, you meditate, then you get attached, then you lose your memory, then memory is muted, intelligence is lost, then you fall down. But after having said that, Krishna will begin. If one is able to control his senses, keeping them under full control, it starts from 264. A person free from all attachment and aversion and is able to control his senses through what? Through the regulative principles of freedom. And that's where we see Prabhupada's hand in introducing the regulative principles later when it come and came time for the when he transformed the hippies to happies, and then when he saw that they are more serious and is about to give initiation, then he introduced the regulated principles, and he calls them regulated principles of freedom. By doing that, what you get is the complete mercy of the Lord. Here is where the ascending curve begins. After you have fallen down, you lost your memory, where you start, the intervention is done by Sudhyanti Tasmai, Prabhu Vishnu Venama, by the pure devotees of the Lord. They come and they make sure that you get out of attachment and aversion by giving you the higher taste, they give you the strength by which you can control your senses, and by that they are connecting you to the Supreme Source of Satisfaction, which is the Lord. You are in the complete mercy of the Lord. Prasade Sarva Dukhana. Again, the word. Prasad is that Raga Vesha Vimita is too. So once that sequence begins, for one that satisfied in Krishna consciousness, Prasad is Sarva Dukana, Hami Ashyoka Jayate, Prasanna Cheta Sohi Ashu Buddhi Pariya Vishade. That intelligence you lost when you fell down, that gets re-established. How? By the intervention of the spiritual master who comes, gives you the higher taste, makes you fit to control your senses, follow the regular principles. By that, what do you get? You get the mercy of the Lord. After getting the mercy of the Lord, the satisfaction is obtained. For one that satisfies the Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries of material existence exist no longer. In such satisfied consciousness, one's intelligence is soon well established. So you regain your intelligence, and then you have a steady mind, you become peaceful, and then you become happy. So that's the whole upward curve going all the way up to from satisfaction, then steady mind, then peace. So, this is one of the qualities, satisfaction, which we are talking about, is one of the qualities of a human being. And Lord Shiva glorifies the Lord as one who gives this satisfaction. Because, okay, we can chant the verse. Sarvasa. Okay, 424.38. My Lord, you are the provider of the Pitrilokas as well as the demigods. You are the predominating deity of the moon and the master of all three Vedas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you are the original source of satisfaction for all living entities. You can repeat after me. Namaho Jai Shetraya.
Namaho Jai Shetraya.
Pateye Yajnavetase.
Tripitaya Sajivana
Namaha Sarvarasatmane Clear the theme of satisfaction being discussed by the Lord, how the Lord is the source, original source of satisfaction for all living entities. Even those who are in demigod worship and those who want to make sure that they don't get anxieties. So we can tell that the Lord Krishna is in charge of moon, who is in charge of the mind, by which if you want to attain peace of mind, satisfaction and all that, one has to worship Lord Krishna. And Lord Shiva describes that Krishna's mind, whose intelligence is never checked. Akunta mevase. Means one whose intelligence cannot be checked. So if you want to attain peace of mind, good intelligence, worship Krishna. And this is being told by Lord Shiva himself. Very important authority. And when dealing with people from background who worship Lord Shiva with a lot of respect, we can introduce them to Rudra Gita, that Lord Shiva himself glorifies the Chaturvyuha, the expansions of the Lord, and also about the merits you get by reciting the Rudra Gita. The philosophy of Rudra Gita is that you will attain the mercy of the Lord. And that's what is happening with the Rachetas. And recently I saw a video where the South Indian temples are shown, and then they are shown the temple of Lord Krishna in Kerala, which is Guruvayur, as Master Gopanisha also confirmed. So there is these Rudra Kirtans. So, according to Sarva Purana, that's where Lord Shiva instructed the Rachetas of this exact Rudra Kirtan. And you can still go and take bath in that place, get yourself purified, and go and see the Lord. And after, when you see the Lord, then you offer prayers. And it will give you all that we discussed. You will be your intelligence, but you gain your intelligence, satisfaction, and all that. By that, you are trying to become a leaking back to the qualities we started off with, the platform of being a human being. So many other qualities are there, taking bath twice a day, tolerance, discrimination between right and wrong. That's something I thought. Spend time on how it is different from fault finding. Aversion to fault finding is discussed as one of the divine qualities, so then how do we see? So whatever is good in a person, we get inspired from and then we can follow that. The same person, when he does something wrong, we learn a lesson that such activities should not be done. So in that way, you are able to discriminate between right and wrong, and at the same time not fall into the trap of fault finding. Your objective is to learn a lesson either way. If I is doing good, I will take that. Or that if he is doing something bad, which is against Shastra, I will learn the lesson that I won't do that. And I will have negative effects, because the effect the acts produces on others, whether good or bad, we learn from that. A rather than rejecting that person completely. And this is exactly what Krishna also tells in the 9th chapter when he describes about his own devotees who are doing Su-Duracharo. Abhi se Su-Duracharo. So, Lord Krishna does not see the Su-Duracharo. He sees the Vajitemam Ananyabhava. And he is instructing us to have a vision that they must be looked at as saintly. He is still to be considered saintly. So, by combining these, we are able to see what is right, what is wrong, and get lessons from both, rather than fall in the trap of fault finding. Now, one may ask, if these are questions that are raised by Sri Ramaswamy in the book, that what if I just cultivate these good qualities? One option. Or the second question is, I don't need to cultivate these good qualities because I am doing devotional service. And then a verse which supports this claim is that one performs devotional service, all the good qualities will come to him, and even the demigods will worship such a good person. Yasyasi Bhakti Bhagavati. What is that word? Akinchana. So Maharaj zooms into that word. If you are doing Akinchana Bhakti, then you don't need to cultivate all the supporting qualities. All the 21 qualities that are discussed, one has to cultivate if he is in the struggling neophyte platform. If you are in the Akinchana platform, where you are desireless, and your only desire is to please the Lord, then you don't have it. You are into your realm of pure devotional service, and you can focus on those 9, Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Prana. That is being described as the qualities which humans have acquired by Narada. So you can focus on that, you don't have to worry about these 21 qualities. But if you are not at that stage, one has to consciously put effort to cultivate those qualities. And here is where Srila Prabhupada's mastermind, I felt, is. He has made sure that the temple program that we follow, the sadhana that we follow, the standards that he wanted us to follow, he has gradually made us cultivate those 21, at the same time doing the 9 practices of devotional service. By the strength of doing those 9, which is the main, because other qualities don't stand on themselves. So that is how Srila Prabhupada, through his phased approach, he was able to introduce this cleansing process, giving holy name, holy books, then they are qualified, then give them initiation. So this is a working model where Srila Prabhupada not only tells that one has to go through 3 things, which is samskaras, then acquire knowledge, and then get into devotion. So he mentions that in one of his lectures to chapter 4, Bhagavad Gita, where he quotes this verse in full, Janmai Jayate Shudra. That's where we start off. By these purificatory processes, samskara bhave dvija. Samskaras are the purificatory processes. So bija means twice born. Prabhupada says even birds are twice born, because when they come out of the parent and they break out of the shell and again they are born. That's not what twice born means. Twice born means one has to go through those three things, which is samskaras, which Prabhupada, for those who don't have the piety, Prabhupada created that and he gave the samskar of accepting a spiritual master. He made them his disciples. So, in the chapter titled Determining One's Varna, which a lot of us would want to know, so Maharaj mentions these three points about culture, which Prabhupada equates it to samskaras. Samskara, these are the purifying activity one becomes twice born. Then, what is the next step? Is to give them education, which is Veda Pada Pave Vipra. By studying the Vedas, one becomes learned. And the next step after that is Brahma Jnana Dhiti Brahma. By devotion to the Supreme Lord, one becomes a Brahma. This is again from Prabhupada's lectures on Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So, there are three kinds of purification. To summarize, samskaras, education, and the bhakti. So, within samskaras, we have the first and second initiation, and education is something that happens gradually at various levels, either through bridge teaching or bhakti viksha. Then you get to formal educations like bhakti shastri. That education must give you three things. It should establish your relationship with the Lord, the Samadha Dhyana, your relationship with the material nature, and how you are not the material body, and your spirit soul, and your eternal servant of Krishna. And it should establish a goal, as Prabhupada Lord mentions, and today's purport also ends. He becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. Attain love of God and return home back to Godhead. That's your goal. Then also process. So the education must have these three things. Samandha, Vidya, and Prayojana. Purification also involves bodily cultivation. And these points Maharaj picks up from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Krishna Samhita, but elaborates on how Prabhupada has introduced these things into our system without us knowing that we are going through the purification process. So, bodily cultivation means including service to others, engaging in devotional service through one's senses, chanting japa, going on pilgrimage. These are all the engaging the body in acquiring those 21 qualities, which is described as qualities of humans. Then, there is cultivation through speech, that's where japa and kirtan comes in. And of course, preaching, sharing the glories of the Lord. So, we are doing these things, and these are also described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as purification one has to go through to determine what one's varna is. Srila Prabhupada's mastermind has put all these components in our daily sadhana. Next purification is cultivation of relationship with the devotees and ultimately with the Lord. You begin that by developing good relationship with the fellow devotees and your instruction Prabhupada elaborates on the six loving exchanges. And then ultimately serving an attitude of service to the Lord. Then, within a society of the Vaishnavas, you should know how to conduct yourself. Conducting trainings to make sure the devotees know how to conduct themselves in a festival, during sacrifice, and assembly of devotees, how they should behave, the do's and don'ts. And then last, the cultivation of sense objects, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and the touch of sense. Again, we can see how this is included, this purification is included in our daily devotional practices. This is how the pure devotee of the Lord transforms the initial status quo we saw, the Shudras who were born in different regions of the world, whatever gender, caste, or this is how the pure devotee transforms them into a platform where they can take a devotional service, and they are clear in who they are, who they are not, what is the process and what is the goal. In either third chapter or fourth chapter, purpose, Prabhupada explains, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains that one of the reasons for disturbance in mind is due to lack of a particular goal. If one is able to set proper spiritual goals, then you won't have disturbance in your mind. So, so that's how we look at Srila Prabhupada as the founder of Acharya, where he has devised the whole system that he can accommodate people from different backgrounds and still elevate them. And the process is simple in that sense, anyone can take up, and at the same time it is sophisticated because it can accommodate people from different walks of life, and that's what the Vedic system is about. We don't exclude, oh, you're from this, you're out. No. And the same mood is carried on by Srila Prabhupada, but he has masterminded that to adopt that system. As Narada Muni changed few details when he instructed Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada in that section of the course explains that Acharya can do that with the objective of elevating the people who are not well qualified by their birth and gender. Still, they can be qualified to render service to the Lord, and they become immediately purified. By that purification, so this is how purification happens, so once you are purified, then you engage more intensely, more deeply in the different angas of devotional service, which are the last 9 qualities of human beings. Hearing about the activities and instructions given by the Lord, chanting about these activities, always remembering the activities, trying to render service, perform worship, so same as what Prabhupada says, Shravan, Kirtan, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam. So, what the Pacheras are doing is the Vandanam aspect at this point to the Supreme Lord. As practicing devotees, we may not be able to offer our own prayers, some maybe, but I can't, but I take inspiration from these set of prayers which are already given by the exalted devotees, and is one of the items of devotional services, offering one of the prayers to the Lord. By that we become purified. So several such prayers are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll conclude by reading one set of prayers which I thought we this higher realm, the set of prayers which the gopis they chant to protect Lord Krishna after he got rescued from Putana. So I felt that to be removing auspiciousness of various planets and disturbance in the mind. One was lost his mental balance and all that sort.
Gracias.